AircheckDownloads.com.
Live from the heart of the world's greatest city, 106.2 FM is London's better music mix.
Heart 106.2, London.
2020 Breakfast News, I'm John Davis. 2020 Breakfast News at 7.03. Now the news you'll never use. Say hip hooray for Australians.
Hip hooray, hip hooray for Australians.
A supermarket chain in Brisbane offered a month's free groceries to the first topless woman to enter the store.
Good idea.
And the prize went to Jenny Patterson, who's 3 years old.
Oh,
yes, it was a very warm day.
Clever.
Sweet little thing.
Money, man.
Up to the minute travel on the Tube. Collierswood Station on the Northern Line is closed due to staff shortages. That's London's up to the minute travel, brought to you by the Carphone Warehouse. Connect yourself and stay mobile. Beautiful blue skies on their way all day long, and up to 25 degrees 77 Fahrenheit with a cooling breeze and loads of sunshine. Tonight, clear starry skies, cooling down to between 14 and 9 degrees, and tomorrow, the higher 70s.
The Heart 106.2 Morning Crew, 9 minutes past seven. Sultan of Brunei had a big birthday party last night. We were there. We flew out to Brunei yesterday afternoon, flew back about 2 hours later.
Great.
And we've got an exclusive from that birthday party coming up very soon. Everybody getting ready for the Olympics this Friday. Very exciting. Looking forward to the underwater bowlings. Always good fun. The opening ceremony is 5 to 1 Saturday morning. And who's singing at the opening ceremony?
Ooh.
Our favourite, Celine Dion will be singing.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
oh,
Celine
Dion. She's got a gorgeous voice.
Beautiful. I saw her last night on TV looking great. And she's going to sing at the opening ceremony of the Olympics of Atlanta 96. And afterwards, they've agreed in her contract to let her use the Olympic torch to take her makeup off, which is a nice idea.
Oh.
16 layers of foundation, just scrape it off there.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's true, though.
It's true, though.
Mm. 10 past 7.
John, is it true?
It's true, isn't it, John?
Totally.
Yep.
Cecilia.
The Heart 106.2 Morning Crew, how are you this morning? Hope you are. 7.13, Wednesday morning in London Town. The world's most exclusive birthday bash took place last night. The Sultan of Brunei celebrated his 50th in the Kingdom of Brunei, and we flew out there yesterday, 5 o'clock flight from Heathrow, back overnight this morning, and we had a lovely time, didn't we?
It was lovely. It was a shame it didn't take place in the Sultan's little pad out towards Greenford.
Yeah, I didn't know this. You said he's got a place in Greenford.
Yeah, well, it's not in Greenford. It's on the way to Greenford from Isleworth.
What?
Little semi there.
On the little
left.
Semi in Isleworth.
I think little semi-country.
Yeah, exactly. I think he owns half of the Bishop's Avenue as well, doesn't he?
I'm
sure he knocked about three houses into one.
There's great big mausoleum houses, aren't they?
Yeah, huge palatial aircraft hangars. Anyway, the party cost an outrageous, get this, £17 million.
Never.
Wow, a lot of streamers for that. Guests were flown in by private jet from wherever they were in the world, including us, of course, and Prince Charles attended. And party entertainment provided by Michael Jackson last night.
Incredible.
He was the turn, was he?
He was the turn, he was the deal. They couldn't get Roy Chubby Brown or Des O'Connor. Michael Jackson did it instead.
Just imagine the size of those cheesy pineapple things on six. Just imagine.
And as you'd expect, we had our spies behind the scenes. Here's some of the inside gossip from the Sultan's birthday. Apparently, the Sultan advised Prince Charles to remarry before the end of the year last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then remarry again in the spring of next year. Remarry next summer. Just keep remarrying until he's got at least 25 wives. Works for me, said the Sultan.
I think the British Isles would sink, wouldn't it?
And think of all those charities that would be deprived as well. Highlight of the party last night at the Sultan of Brunei's do was the surprise dressogram they had. Yeah. Apparently, it's a bit like a strippogram, but the girl arrives naked and then suggestively gets dressed in about 18 layers of clothing in a black
belt. God, that's a gorgeous yak mac. Where did you get it?
And at least you're not going to worry about turning up in the same outfit, are you, really? And on arrival, apparently, in Brunei, all the guests were told that according to national law, anyone caught touching something that didn't belong to them would have their hand chopped off. Nice, welcoming message. And we hear that things came close to a diplomatic incident when Michael Jackson was seen picking his nose, apparently. Now, our hidden microphone was there at the party here for you this morning on the Heart 106.2 Morning Crew, an exclusive recording of the song that Michael Jackson wrote and performed just for the Sultan of Brunei last night.
The most humiliating ordeal of my life.
Good morning, 7:15, Heart 106.2.
There are just four more days of the Harrods sale.
Don't you dare trust your early mornings with anyone else. David Carr and Johnny the Truth Davis here with you. The Heart 106.2 Morning Crew. This is a glorious song to wake up to. Chicago, it's 7:18 now.
Chicago's Hard to Say, I'm Sorry, a lovely song. Good morning, breakfast with David Carr, JD, the Heart 106.2 Morning Crew here coming up. My mum's on the show this morning. Boy, did I get told off last night.
Wait till you hear what's coming up. And a couple of very important birthdays to celebrate today. Incidentally, today, 1970, Mandy Smith was born. She's still only 26. Seems like she's been around all our lives.
As old as that, is she really?
Yeah. Today, 1988, 4 billion TV viewers watched Mandela's 70th birthday tribute. It's one of those, where were you when the birthday tribute was taking place? And happy birthday, Disneyland today. Born today, 1955, the happiest place on earth. 2020 Breakfast Headlines, 7:21. John Davis.
London is preparing for a total shutdown of the tube network.
London Cool. That's Freeborn London Cool.
Up to the minute travel on the tubes. Collierswood Station on the Northern Line is closed due to staff shortages.
Jeff Stryker in the Heart 26.2 Sky Patrol for the Carphone Warehouse. Connect yourself at Stay Mobile.
A brisk northeasterly breeze and the temperature climbing to 25 degrees, 77 Fahrenheit. Sunshine all day long. Then tonight, clear, starry skies. Cooling off nicely, the breeze dropping. Out of town mist patches and 14 degrees overnight in town. 9 out of town.
Summer in London, it's 7:25. Good morning. The Heart 106.2 Morning Crew, 7:30 Wednesday morning, 17th of July. David Priever, Cara Noble, John Davis, and the team here with you. We want to send you on the most unbelievable rock and roll fantasy vacation you're likely to ever go on. A trip of a lifetime, a trip that you'll never forget, to see some of the biggest acts on the planet with the Heart 106.2 World Music Tour 96. If you haven't heard about this yet, then listen on for the next few minutes. You'll take a seat in business class on a Lufthansa jet and fly all around the world, starting off in sun-soaked Miami, home to the stars these days, where Gloria Estefan is playing live in concert.
That's the first stop, and it goes on and on. Next, we're going to head for Tokyo, Japan, to take in the sights, eat the raw fish and catch Sting live in concert.
Go shopping in Ginza as well, magnificent. Then, if that's not enough, back to the airport, and your world music tour will continue in Italy, when you can check out the latest fashions in stylish Milan and experience Tina Turner live in concert.
And last but by no means least, it's Australia. You're going to end your world music tour in Sydney. Water, water everywhere, the most beautiful city in the world. Surf, sunbathe, and catch and even eat, if you like, the one and only meatloaf. Live in concert.
Now, to win your very own world music tour across those four continents, here's what you have to do. This is so easy. You just need a Heart 106.2 car sticker in the window of whatever you drive. That's it. You don't need to do anything else. Get one today from a BP service station, any BP service station, and slap it on immediately.
And we've got the ground patrol on sticker spotting duty all this month, all the time. And if they spot you, you're in the draw for the ultimate rock and roll fantasy vacation.
To those four fabulous cities. And there's more. Yeah, there's more. We're trying to arrange the moment, the opportunity for you to meet some of those stars backstage at those concerts.
Sting.
How outrageous is that?
Oh.
Dining on sushi, or dining with sushi and Sting in Tokyo. Unbelievable. Slap on a sticker and we'll make you a winner at London's Heart 106.2. We're looking out for your car. And by the way, good luck. 7:33.
Aircheckdownloads.com.